So Tom has a question. In a recent podcast, I referred to kind of a worldwide division of labor. And the question is, would that require the free movement of labor of all kinds and the need to protect the rights involved? And if so, am I advocating, in order for this outcome to become real, am I advocating for a world government? So no, and no. So I'm certainly not advocating for a world government. I'm against a world government. I think that it's important to have a number of different states that gives us the benefit of being able to escape from one if it becomes authoritarian or if it starts violating one's rights. Ideally, the world would be composed of lots of free countries, countries maybe at different levels of freedom, maybe applying certain laws a little differently, but generally countries that protect individual rights and that one could choose between them. And if one of them got worse, one could move away to another. So no, I do not advocate a world government at all. I think particularly in the collectivist, altruist, statist environment we live in today, it would be a horrible, horrible outcome. Free movement of labor in a free world, in a world of countries that respect individual rights, I do believe, or if America suddenly became a laissez-faire capitalist country, I do believe in the free movement of labor. That might be, even if it's only in one direction, even if it's only into the United States and not out of the United States. And again, assuming that we are now really free, that we are now a completely capitalist country, assuming that this free movement of labor does not say anything about citizenship, but just about work. From an economic perspective, it's to the United States' advantages to allow people in to work here, to allow people to send jobs overseas, for them to be worked overseas. This worldwide division of labor does not imply this complete free movement of labor, nor does it imply, by the way, that other countries have a complete respect for rights. Even today, you have a lot of mixed economies with respect rights to varying degrees, and yet there's still a huge benefit to not producing T-shirts in the United States. That's just not a good use of resources in the U.S., and you can make those T-shirts much cheaper in Honduras, let's say, and import them into the U.S. and let people in Honduras do that kind of work and let resources and capital and labor flow in the United States to greater value-added products here, for example, technology or certain service industries that create more value, create more wealth, that require greater productivity, and that can enforce, in a sense, the standard of living that we already have in the United States. So the worldwide division of labor does not require free movement of labor, although free movement of labor is a huge advantage. And free movement of labor does not require a world government. You can have multiple free countries that do not all belong to one global government, and indeed, I'm clearly against such a government.